Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueeny, and on this week's show, we will be taking a deep dive into the continued recovery of BlackBerry, a once iconic smartphone maker that is currently in the process of reinventing itself as an enterprise software company. Shortly over a year ago, BlackBerry shares were trading nearly 95% lower than their all-time highs, with the company's glory days of 2007 and early 2008 a distant memory for most investors. But understanding exactly what happened for BlackBerry to get to this point, and why some are confident that the firm is well on its way to a strong rebound, takes a deeper discussion on what BlackBerry was doing more than a decade ago. BlackBerry was one of the first major mobile handset makers to roll out business-ready smartphones with access to emails, calls, texts, and the internet. Those are all things we obviously take for granted now in a cell phone, but at the time that BlackBerry was doing it, or that BlackBerry was a major smartphone maker, the combination of all of those things in one device was pretty new to the market. In the mid-2000s, BlackBerry's phones, which typically featured full QWERTY-style keyboards, became synonymous with the on-the-go working person. When I say that BlackBerry was an iconic smartphone brand, it's true. I mean, when I say BlackBerry, you know exactly what type of device I'm talking about. The design was, you know, for a while in the mid-2000s there, you just kind of pictured someone in a suit with a BlackBerry phone typing away as they're walking down the street. It was just kind of a part of the cultural norm back then. And unfortunately for the company, though, that design quickly fell out of favor, and rivals like Apple and Samsung began to dominate the global smartphone market. Really, at the end of the day, the touchscreen kind of just exploded into popularity and overshadowed the QWERTY-style keyboard type of design. And then once Apple and Samsung kind of got their act together on the enterprise side of things, the business user that once went to BlackBerry now went to Apple or Samsung or the many other competitors. Plus, if you look at just the timing of things, the height of BlackBerry's success was shortly followed by the global economic recession. It's kind of bad timing for a company that was also about to face serious competition from several bigger companies. After years of slumping sales and many failed attempts to reinvigorate its smartphone brand, BlackBerry discontinued its hardware manufacturing business in 2016. Of course, new BlackBerry phones do still exist, but its business partners now handle the actual manufacturing. So this is what I want to get to. This is what I want to highlight as the first key to BlackBerry's recovery efforts. We're going to try to touch on three key factors driving BlackBerry's recovery, the first of which is CEO John Chen. Chen has been a polarizing figure since taking over the company's top role in 2013, but his contributions to the turnaround effort really can't be understated. One of Chen's more controversial decisions, reducing the company's workforce by thousands, has put BlackBerry back on the path towards earnings growth, and as a whole, Chen is credited with leading the company's shift to a software focus. It is also worth noting that, like many other tech executives, Chen's compensation is directly tied to the success of his company's stock. In fact, Chen recently signed a new contract worth nearly $130 million that will keep him at the helm of the company's turnaround for at least 5 more years. But Chen's pay package includes 10 million restricted stock grants, half of which only pay out if share price goals of $16 to $20 per share are met. The CEO will also receive a cash bonus if BlackBerry stock hits $30 per share. For those who are the uninitiated who don't follow BlackBerry well, we're in the 12s right now, so still some progress to go for BlackBerry and Chen to reach those payment goals. The reason I highlight that is because Chen has been at the helm of this turnaround for a few more years, just recently signed on to stay around longer, and his compensation is, you know, he is directly tied to the success of the stock. So he's really, you know, he's committed to sending shares higher and kind of delivering value for the shareholder. So, you know, the CEO is playing for the right team right now and has been, you know, steering the ship in the right direction for a few years now. So I think this is a good sign going forward. It's why I wanted to highlight it as the first key thing. The second key thing, though, is the scope of the company's new target market. So, of course, we haven't really talked about exactly what BlackBerry is producing these days. We just kind of said they're an enterprise software company. So perhaps we should pause to dive into the specifics of its new software offerings. First and foremost, BlackBerry delivers enterprise mobility solutions. And these solutions typically focus on productivity and security, with BlackBerry delivering one of the most secure end-to-end mobile enterprise services in the market through a relatively broad portfolio of products. The focus really, you know, throughout this whole portfolio is positioning BlackBerry in what many are calling the enterprise of things. So, you know, we've talked about the Internet of Things many, many times on this show. This is basically the enterprise version of the Internet of Things and includes a growing network of connected devices like computers, vehicles, sensors, equipment, and other connected endpoints within the enterprise that communicate with each other to enable smart business processes. The number of devices in this network, same thing with the Internet of Things, is multiplying extremely quickly. And one of the key questions surrounding this growth is one is surrounds how we should go about protecting all of the these new devices from data theft. So if cybersecurity is a major problem in connected devices, the fact that the number of connected devices is rising rapidly means the threat of cybersecurity, the threat of cyber attacks is also rising rapidly. So how are we going to go about protecting all these new connected devices, many of which are types of devices that have never been connected to the internet before? That's the exciting thing about this is we're connecting new types of things and making the network bigger than we could have ever even imagined. But that presents a new security threat, because how do we go about protecting this network, these new devices, the hackers out there, people that are trying to, you know, cause these cyber intrusions, have plenty of new strategies where when there is all these new devices. And so how do we stay one step ahead? Well, we have to come up with security solutions that are specifically designed for this network, specifically designed with the enterprise of things in mind. And that's exactly what BlackBerry is doing. BlackBerry's new solutions offer one of the best answers to this growing question, and it really should lead to rising demand over the next few years. So that kind of flows us perfectly into the third and final thing I want to highlight here, which is BlackBerry's remarkable job of building strategic partnerships. So it's one thing to reinvent yourself. It's another thing to go out there and develop new relationships with major, major businesses that are going to help you kind of grow your new business. So the big one here is came earlier this year, and this is BlackBerry's partnership with Baidu, related to the Chinese tech behemoth's Apollo self-driving car project. I believe we talked about Apollo on the Tech Talk Tuesday before. You've likely heard of it at this point. Everybody and their mother around the world is partnering up with the Apollo self-driving car project, one of the more publicized, one of the more far along autonomous vehicle projects in the world right now. Again, that's led by the Chinese tech giant Baidu. This specific deal between BlackBerry and Baidu is allowing Baidu to use BlackBerry's QNX Hypervisor 2.0 software, which is specifically designed for complex in-vehicle computer systems. It's a security solutions platform with autonomous and smart vehicles in mind specifically. And again, what I just talked about with how do we solve this threat out there in the new Internet of Things and enterprise of things, well, we create solutions that are specifically tailored to these new types of networks. That's exactly what this platform is, with specifically with smart vehicles in mind, which are, of course, a huge part of the Internet of Things. BlackBerry has also entered into a multi-year agreement with Jaguar Land Rover to collaborate and develop technology for Jaguar Land Rover's next generation vehicles. As part of this agreement, BlackBerry is licensing its QNX and Certicom technology to Jaguar Land Rover. It's also assigning a team of engineers to go work with the company, the automaker, to support the development of new electronic control unit modules. Elsewhere, BlackBerry has inked self-driving car deals with Qualcomm as well as automotive technology companies like Aptiv and Denso. These technological collaborations are probably going to boost its leading position in what is an insanely fast-growing market. So I think this is a really exciting opportunity for BlackBerry to get its new products in the hands of the right people, in the right platforms, to not just develop a leadership position, but also to develop some new brand recognition. You know, if I think for most people right now, the evolution into this enterprise software firm is new enough that on the street, if you were to do a little man on the street interview, people would still think BlackBerry is a mobile phone company. And that's just simply not what the future of the company is. It's not where the profits are going to be coming within the next year or so. And so it's about reinventing itself on the street level aspect as well. It's about getting people familiar with its new software platforms, if nothing else than just to help with brand recognition. And I think, you know, already made significant progress on the other side of that spectrum, which is getting it in the hands of the right companies to start developing, you know, sales and generating revenue, which is obviously just as important, if not significantly more important. So those are my three things I wanted to highlight for BlackBerry. Again, just reviewing them: solid leadership with CEO John Chen, the potential of the enterprise of things and Internet of Things markets, and the strategic partnerships it has developed with the likes of Baidu and Jaguar Land Rover and many more companies. That will do it for us today. As a reminder, if you feel that I missed something, or if you want us to cover a different story, shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. We are also now available on Spotify. Just search Zacks Investment Research on that platform, and you should be able to find all of our shows. As always, thanks for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. We will see you next time.